Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language, and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to pleasuremechanics.com or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH and leaving a voicemail message. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about blowjobs and how to make them more pleasurable for everybody. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading a question submitted by a listener.
Stephanie writes, "Hey, Pleasure Mechanics, thanks for your awesome podcast. My boyfriend and I listened to it together, and it has prompted lots of great conversations. He encouraged me to write in with an issue that has been a problem for us for years. Like most guys, he loves blowjobs. The problem is, I don't love giving him oral sex. I don't have any problem with the idea of it, and at first it's okay, but after a few minutes, I just feel like I'm choking and drooling, and it is a total turnoff. He knows I don't like it, so he's stopped asking, but I know it's something he wants more of. So my question is this something I can learn to love? Any tips for making going down more fun? Thank you."
Thank you for that question. It's one we have heard from a lot of women, and I think a lot of women struggle with this issue. So we are very happy to give tips and strategies today to make giving oral sex to men much more pleasurable for both the giver and the receiver.
And I love hearing that you're listening to the podcast with your boyfriend. I love hearing that this is sparking conversations with people. Love it.
And we've actually heard this from a lot of couples that they're listening it together, like in the car or while they're doing dishes or cooking dinner. And what a great way to start having honest conversations together about your sex life. So we are thrilled to hear that. I think the first thing we want to dive into right now is changing the story. Because if you have it in your mind that you don't like giving blowjobs and it's kind of a chore for you and he feels like you don't really like it, like that's not a really sexy setup to start from. So what if we change the story to, as you said, you're learning to love it and that it's something you can give him really as a gift rather than a chore?
Yeah, it's never sexy to feel like you have to do something. And I think a lot of women relate to it as this like obligatory sex act.
I've heard it called the currency of relationships. Like you give oral sex in exchange for getting what you want. And Sex is not transactional. It should not be a transaction within your relationship. It should be a mutual celebration of pleasure and love.
And eroticism. One of the best things about oral sex is it is a sex act where we get to take turns giving and receiving. And so the opportunity is to create an erotic experience for your lover. Like they get to just like relish in getting lavished in erotic pleasure and touch. And I think it's this piece around being the creatrix of erotic pleasure is a really powerful and sexy opportunity and experience, but it's impossible to access if we're thinking of this act as an obligation. So it really takes shifting it into something that you are creating, an experience that you are creating for your lover, and you get to do it in whatever way you want to. And this can look all sorts of ways. If you want to really like amp up that aspect of it, you can tie his arms up. You can tie his wrists up, his hands up, and just be like, "You lie here, lie still. I am going to take care of your body. I just want you to lie back and relax and enjoy." And you can just take him on a sensory and sensual journey that is only limited by your imagination. And it's a real opportunity for you to be powerful and to enjoy being dominant.
I think we've talked about this a lot before and we'll continue to bring it up because it's an essential part of creating a sex life that is fulfilling to you. But one of the things we're talking about here is choosing what erotic energy you want to play with. So as the creatrix of this erotic experience for your man, think about if you want to be kind of dominant and in control, or if you want to be coy and flirtatious and kind of submissive. What works for you when you think about and fantasize about lavishing your man with pleasure? Because as Charlotte said, you could tie him up and kind of make it this, like, a bit of a naughty, kinky scene. Or you can be really dominant just in your attitude and, like, boss him around a little bit and be like, go do the dishes and then meet me in the bedroom. I have a treat for you. And once he gets there, be like, get on the bed, undress, and lie still. You know, you can, like, channel that kind of dominant energy within yourself. Or on the opposite end, you could be super submissive and, like, cook his favorite meal and have him sit in a really comfy chair and bring him a nice drink and then come to him and, like, sit on his lap and snuggle up a little bit and then sink to your knees and look up at him and bat your eyelashes and be like, you know, you've been so great recently. I really want to show you how much I love you right now. And then proceed. So think about what kind of erotic energy you want to channel into creating an erotic experience for him. And the great thing is you can experiment with them all and try different things and see what works for you. But I think the core of what we're talking about here is choosing to create an erotic experience that includes oral stimulation. And that's a really different headspace than being like, oh man, I've got to give him a blowjob. Because, like, the images we have of blowjobs are not very flattering. The porn model blowjob, where it's just like, oh, gobble, gobble, gobble. I hope that translates through audio, is not very sexy to a lot of women. But when you think about using your entire eroticism and your entire body, including your mouth, to stimulate him, the story starts changing.
Oh, I love that. I would argue, however, that I don't necessarily know if that scenario you painted was submissive. Like, that can be really devoted, which is it's a minor distinction of erotic energies, but, like, it can be an act of devotion and of giving a gift.
Or you could be super submissive and, like, get on your knees and bow your head and...
I want to please you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's... As we're saying, there's just, like, infinite possibilities. And begin by going into your imagination and really thinking about what turns you on. Because it's really important that this is for you as much as him. And of course, there is great pleasure in seeing the pleasure you can create in another person's body. Like, that is erotic for most people, but only if... that's only going to happen if it's done in a way that is really matching your authentic eroticism.
So once you've determined the erotic experience you want to create, here are some technical tips to make the actual process of oral stimulation much more pleasurable for you and for him. So the first thing we want to discuss is wetness. One of the greatest sensations of a blowjob is the warm wetness that a mouth can create. So you want to make sure that you've got lots of saliva going on so you can create that wet slipperiness, and that also helps your hands and mouth move over the shaft of his penis much more easily. So some women suck on, like, a breath mint or a hard candy leading up to oral sex because that really gets the saliva glands going. Or you can just make sure you're drinking a ton of water and are properly hydrated. And if needed, you can also use a little bit of oil or lube to help you out in the slipperiness arena. If you're using latex condoms, you don't want to use an oil-based lubricant like coconut oil or almond oil. But if you're not using condoms, then a little bit of coconut oil can be great and you feel like you're at the tropics and you're, you know, sipping on a piña colada. We tend to think, you know, natural oils are much tastier than the flavored lubes that are out there. A lot of them can be actually really gross and, like, you're at a bad frat party with, like, cherry Coke flavored lube.
We might have people that love flat frat parties that listen to this.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like, a lot of flavored lubes are, like, really artificial tasting and kind of gross, but there are good ones out there. And if you go to pleasuremechanics.com and go to our lubricants page, which you'll find in the sex index, we can recommend some flavored lubes that are a little bit tastier than most. But the point is, keep it wet, keep it slippery, and use that slipperiness as part of the eroticism of oral sex. The other piece that we really want to emphasize is not putting pressure on yourself to give him all of the stimulation with just your mouth. The mouth is great for a lot of things. It's a warm, wet cavity that feels good when you put your dick in it. but it's not that powerful and dexterous enough to kind of grasp the shaft with as much pressure as a lot of guys like. And so what a lot of women revert to is kind of this deep throating action to try to get as much of the penis in their mouth as possible. And not only is that not very comfortable over a long period of time, but it doesn't create the gripping and grasping sensations that feel really good around the shaft of the penis. So what we want to recommend you do is focus your mouth and all of the beautiful movements of your tongue and lips on the sensitive head of the penis, and then use your hands on the shaft of the penis to create much more sensation.
Yeah, I think this is a really essential piece to enable you to enjoy the process more. I think part of a lot of women not loving blowjobs is that it can be quite uncomfortable physically if you're really trying to go for it in an intense way. So release the pressure, as Chris is saying, of like having to
deep throat all the time.
Yeah. So just use your hands on the shaft of the cock. It will create so much more sensation. They'll have the experience that their whole cock is being enveloped, and you can do strokes that you wouldn't be able to do at all with your mouth. I mean, you can get the whole cock stimulated at the same time. So you're both hands on the shaft, or just one.
One hand on the testicles or the perineum, and your mouth wrapped beautifully around the head of the penis.
Absolutely.
And this is where, if you are unsure what to do with your hands, then definitely pick up a copy of our guide to hand jobs, where we guide you stroke by stroke in learning how to master the art of using your hands to pleasure his penis. Because once you master hand job techniques, it can become really easy to add oral stimulation into those techniques without a lot of pressure to deep throat, because your hands are masterfully working around the shaft of his penis and his testicles and his perineum. Maybe you even want to throw in a little prostate massage. There's a guide for that too. But when your hands are kind of part of the party, then it takes a lot of pressure off you to deep throat all the time. And I think that's where a lot of women get really tripped up, is this deep, repeated penetration into their throat, which can feel really invasive. As you said, you can start gagging and drooling, and that's a real turnoff. But having your lips and tongue really expertly working around the head of the penis, which, by the way, is where most of the nerve endings are, the area just on the underside of the head of his penis, where his foreskin attaches, or if he's circumcised, where it would have attached, is really rich in nerve endings. And so flicking your tongue and doing lots of fun lip motions right around the head can feel awesome, and he gets that sensation of being inside you, where your hands are like really firmly grasping and stroking and rotating around his shaft. And that's a complete erotic experience that no guy is going to protest. And then once in a while, you can move your hands away and touch the rest of his body and move a little further onto his penis with your mouth and give him that experience of deeper penetration. But it can just be for like quick moments out of the whole experience.
As Chris was saying, the porn model of blowjobs doesn't have to be how you give a blowjob at all. It can be an extremely slow, sensual experience where you're really like making him feel every single lick of your tongue and really delicate sensations. Yeah, so experiment with that and see if that changes your experience. Because as Chris was saying, the shaft has such different sensitivity.
Yeah, the shaft really likes pressure, where the head really likes nuance and different kinds of flicks and licks and sucks. So try using that combination to your advantage.
Yeah, it's really working with the anatomy to draw out the most erotic potential, actually.
And if that combination helps you go down on him with more confidence and enthusiasm and enjoyment.
And comfort.
Yeah, then the whole experience will become much more pleasurable to both of you. Because when we talk to men about oral sex, the number one thing they say is that they want the women to be into it. They want it to be pleasurable for her. And that's a huge turn on. And some of them have even said that, you know, they feel accepted, and there's this very emotional piece of it when they put their penis inside your mouth and the vulnerability of that and the intimacy of it. And so if you can have his penis in your mouth, your hands wrapped around his shaft, and look up at him, make eye contact, and just beam so much love at him, like, I've got you, baby, and I love it. That is going to be a major turn on.
Yeah, or just, this is sexy and I'm enjoying it. You know, whatever the context of your relationship. But enthusiasm is certainly the main quality that men report again and again makes a huge difference in their experience of receiving oral sex. So finding how it can turn you on is really the essential piece. And not feeling obligated to do anything in any particular way and not feeling like the script of porn determines how you suck your lover's cock is essential.
And another way you can really demonstrate your enthusiasm is by making sounds. And sounds can be a turn on for both of you. But as you're going down on him, if you can give yourself permission to like moan and groan and kind of make extra sounds, that translates to him as enthusiasm. It might end up turning you on too, and that can go a long way to amp up the pleasure of the experience. Some women even drop one hand to their own clitoris and turn themselves on while going down and like really eroticize the experience. And by turning themselves on and getting aroused, that again translates to their guy and it becomes more of a shared erotic experience. So you might want to see if that works for you.
And the other thing with it is you can create an extended erotic experience for him if you want. And touch him a whole bunch, and then when you are ready for a break, or if you feel like he's just getting close to coming and you don't want him to come yet, you can back off and touch the rest of his body with light touch, with scratches, go on up to his mouth and talk to him, kiss him, tell him what you're doing, what you're enjoying, that you like seeing him in pleasure, all those sorts of things. And then when you feel like it, go back down to the cock and keep going. And this dance of building up his arousal and then moving away from his cock and spreading it out to his whole body through full body touch will take him on this erotic journey of having peaks and valleys of sensation. And when he eventually does come, it will be a more powerful orgasm. And that can be a really fun experience because you, again, feel like you're really in the driver's seat of creating and crafting this erotic experience of sensation for him, which is really sexy. And it's also something that not a lot of other people are doing because we don't, as a culture, know about men getting to extend their pleasure. We often think of men as being able to just, like, you give them sensation quick, and then they come. And men have so much more potential. So giving him that gift of a long, extended, erotic play will be very unusual, and it can be really, really fun and sexy. So you'll have to learn with your partner the point of his ejaculatory inevitability and learn how to stop quite a bit before that and spread the sensation out and come back. Because if you get to the point of his ejaculatory inevitability, he will not be able to stop coming.
And if this is something you guys want to explore together or he wants to explore on his own, we actually offer a free guide to ejaculation control so men can learn how to prolong their arousal. And that is available for free on our website. If you go to pleasuremechanics.com and click on edging in the sex index or ejaculation control, you'll find a sign up to get that free ebook, and it's full of exercises and explorations so he can learn how to control his ejaculation and you guys can play together with these states of prolonged arousal, which are really hot and have benefits for both of you.
Yeah, it can be really sexy to explore these states together.
And when blowjobs no longer become like this frantic rush to get him to come in your mouth, then they can become part of these erotic experiences that are much more luxurious and relaxed and ultimately lead to much higher levels of arousal and turn on and much more powerful orgasms. So I think by shifting the story again, as we started with, from, oh, I've got to go down on him and get him to come as quickly as possible, to we're going to set aside some time to like create an erotic experience together, that is a much more inviting opportunity, I think. And we also want to add here that there are patterns that guys can fall into that some women really hate. Other women might find them a turn on. But things like holding the back of your head down or holding your hair and using it to like push your head deeper onto his cock. These can be real triggers for women. And as I said, some women might like it and find it really hot and dominating, and that's cool. But if you don't like those things, tell your guy, adjust it, and figure out what works for you in the act of oral sex and what doesn't.
Yeah, these are these moments of really owning your erotic experience, and you get to determine what kind of experience you want, and you get to set boundaries and say, you get to say, like, I'm not really into that. Can you put your hands down or just move that hand?
Or, like, caress my face lovingly instead of holding my back of my neck really firmly.
I think that
shift it.
Right, and I think those are things that people see in porn and think that what just is what happens, but you don't have to partake in that particular thing. So please adjust if you're not comfortable with something. You know, ultimately, the man that you're sucking probably wants you to be happy and to enjoy the experience, and it's either habit or his own fantasy, and he would rather you be comfortable. So please speak up for what you need.
And again, this is an erotic experience you're creating out of your authentic desires, and things can be really tweaked and nuanced so they fit. Like, I know a woman who loves feeling like dominated when she goes down, and so she often wears like pigtails that her boyfriend uses as handles, and this makes her feel like super naughty, but they have an understanding that he's not going to thrust really deeply into her throat. And so they have that kind of dominating energy of him like holding her head and pulling her hair, but he's respectful of her gag reflex and doesn't thrust very deeply. And that's just an example of, through very detailed communication, saying, I like this part, but not that part. Can you respect that? They both get to have a really hot experience. So it's really up to you and your boyfriend to figure out what works for you, what doesn't, what kinds of erotic energy you want to play with, what parts of the physical experience really turn you both on, and go from there. And hopefully that can help make oral sex part of a really fulfilling sex life for both of you. And you can discover a new part of yourself that loves giving blowjobs because you're in control of this amazing erotic experience for him. And you can give him more pleasure, which I think is at the heart of your question. You love this guy, you're into him, you want to give him more pleasure, which ultimately, at the end of the day, is what we're all about.
And then there's always the question of what to do with the cum. I feel like people have a lot of different feelings and opinions on this, and this is really up to you. Like this
spit or swallow debate.
Or
facial or
on the breasts or
cream pie. That made me want pie.
Please be aware of the safety risks of all of these things. But this is just really has to be, you have to figure this out and again, make requests, experiment. There's absolutely no right or wrong. Don't feel obligated to do anything you don't want to do or experiment. Say, I don't know how I feel about this. Can we try it? And I'll tell you after. Because sometimes you can be surprised, something that you thought you weren't turned on by, you actually were. But some people, I think, have fear about semen in general. And let us remember that this is the stuff that makes life. Like, it is sacred, phenomenal fluid.
And we should respect it.
Yeah.
And treat it with reverence, not as, like, this disgusting thing that just emerged out of your lover's body. Because that attitude is translated. And I think the whole spit versus swallow debate has actually made it, like, something gross that has to be dealt with, and men deserve better than that. Like, their ejaculate is part of their body. As Charlotte said, it's part of life itself, and you can treat it with reverence no matter what you choose to do with it. So we're not saying you have to, like, gather it up in a crystal goblet
and drink it.
You know, but whether, you know, some people choose to ejaculate on the breasts or the belly or the thigh or the vulva itself and like see the ejaculate and maybe then rub it into the skin, or just, you know, with a Kleenex wipe it off, but don't do it with this attitude of like, ugh, get it off me. Do it with an attitude of like, ooh, that was nice, let's finish up, you know. And if you do choose to swallow with reverence. Don't be like, oh, cool, you know. It's like, make sure your attitude about the ejaculate is respectful to the man you're pleasuring, because I think that's a place men have a lot of shame, that like their ejaculate, and I think this comes from childhood masturbation, and we can get all into the, you know, ejaculate shame in another episode, but we want to translate to men that their bodies are beautiful and their ejaculates are beautiful and we appreciate them.
And depending on the health and hydration of a person, ejaculate tastes really different.
Right.
So if you really don't like the flavor and you're in a long-term relationship, you can request that they drink more water. It makes a huge difference.
Or stop smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, those things make a huge difference. Eating a lot of fruit and vegetables.
Buy a juicer, get more blowjobs.
I mean, people report that, like, eating sweeter fruits, like the pineapples, the mangoes, those sorts of things, like, really change the taste of cum. And so experiment with that if you want, just out of curiosity, and see if it makes a difference. But it is a very changeable fluid, and hydration is a main factor. So ask them to drink more water.
And in the meantime, if you don't want it in your mouth, then, you know, do lots of oral stimulation. Then look up at him when he's ready to come and say, you know, where do you want to come, you know, and let him come on your breasts and have that experience of seeing the cum shot. Like, a lot of guys get into that too. So coming in your mouth is not always a requirement. A little shout out for safe sex here. Some people do use condoms for oral sex, and this can be a good practice if you're having sex with someone new or having casual sex, or if your partner has a sexually transmitted infection that you don't want to take part in. So using condoms for oral sex, it does dull the sensations, but some people feel like it's better than no oral sex at all. And so give yourself permission to use condoms whenever you're in doubt about the safety of the sex act, because your long-term health should always take priority over any momentary pleasures.
And of course, if you're going to be coming on someone's vulva, there is risk there of pregnancy and of contracting any kind of sexually transmitted infection. So make your choices ahead of time and have conversations ahead of time so that you're not in the moment and somebody's doing something that you haven't agreed to beforehand, because that can be stressful.
And when we're talking about sexually transmitted infections, you know, things like gonorrhea and chlamydia of the throat are actually very common. If a guy has gonorrhea or chlamydia and you give them oral sex, you can contract that infection and it can present itself like a severe sore throat or like a chronic cough, and you get it checked out and they do an oral swab and lo and behold, you have gonorrhea of the throat. So these things are not, you know, we're not just talking about HIV. We're talking about more common infections that can be transmitted through oral sex, and you need to know who you're having sex with and their sexual history and their sexual health. And that's part of the conversation that gives you keys to the gateway of sexual pleasure. A lot of us try to skip over that and then end up regretting it later. So just be aware of that, be safe, use condoms when in doubt. And again, you know, if you don't want to use condoms for oral sex, giving a hand job is a really safe way to experience pleasure together. And if you don't get the ejaculate near you, it's a really low, low risk way of being intimate with someone new or someone unknown.
Especially if you wash your hands afterwards, then there's no risk. And also want to add herpes and genital warts to that list of possible things you can transmit.
Delicious.
By giving oral sex. Yeah. This is all just, these are risks of
our sexual reality of the times,
yep.
Folks.
Yep. So deal with those things. Do more research if you need to. Get educated and figure out what choices you want to make.
And this is where people say, you know, sex in long-term relationships is not as sexy. And, you know, you lose your sex life when you commit to someone. But we also want to suggest that sex in a long-term relationship can be really sexy and really intimate, because you can deal with sexual health together. And then once you know that you guys are committed and monogamous, have much safer sex together without all the barrier methods. And that can be really hot for people. So a shout out for monogamy there. But whatever your sexual truth is, we support you in being safe, being consensual, having fun together, and using your entire body to create an erotic experience. So we need to shed this porn model of lick, lick, suck, suck, fuck, fuck, and move towards a model where you can have beautiful erotic experiences that look so many different ways, that include stimulation from your entire body, your hands, your mouth, and people can experience arousal in these tremendous incredible experiences that we can create for one another. And that's a really exciting invitation for your sex life. So think about creating a unique and authentic sexual experience that will turn both of you on and be an expression of pleasure and love and gratitude between you.
Start with an attitude of curiosity and exploration about what turns you on, and then proceed and experiment.
Make it a celebration.
Yeah.
Charlotte loves celebrations.
I love celebrations. And sex is the ultimate celebration. It's like we are adults playing with each other's bodies, celebrating that we are alive and we get to experience this much pleasure. We were designed to be able to create this incredible realm of ecstasy and pleasure, and to partake in that together is really holy.
Amen. Hear, hear.
And it's complicated. There's so much more to say about ejaculate, I have to say.
I think we have a whole episode on ejaculate ahead.
I think we do.
So stay tuned, okay, folks. Never miss an episode by subscribing on iTunes or Stitcher or anywhere else that you download your podcasts. And you can also submit a question to be answered on future episodes over at pleasuremechanics.com, where you'll also find our 9, soon to be 10, downloadable video guides that teach you how to touch every inch of your lover's body with more skill and confidence. And as a listener of this podcast, we want to offer you 20% off any of the download to own video guides. Simply use promo code SPEAKINGOFSEX, all one word, on the second page of checkout.
For free weekly sex advice, exclusive giveaways, and more, join our newsletter over at pleasuremechanics.com. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.